Hey, this is Mike Zwick from If Not For God podcast. Our show, Stories of Hopelessness Turned Into Hope. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
So welcome to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. And today's show, really new, we've never done this particular topic before, but I think you're going to love it, is taking Social Security early. Like we always talk about delaying Social Security, but in today's show, we're going to give you some examples of when you might want to take your Social Security early before retirement age or full retirement age. You know, that the idea is that there's no such thing as a cookie cutter approach, that everybody's situation is different. And so we're going to give you examples of where this might work for people to take Social Security early. But we also wanted to talk about, you know, obviously there's a spiritual aspect always that Hans and I like to talk about how this might work. And so when it comes to your life, like when you get up this morning, you know, some people, what they need to do today is a lot different than what somebody else needs to do today. And interestingly, you have access to somebody that really can help you out, that has an idea of what's going on. And that idea that Jesus gave us in John 15, right, is that idea of I am the vine and you are the branches, right? If you're, as long as you're connected to the vine, then you've got what you need in order to navigate things that you did not see. I did not see that coming. Well, the good news is God always sees it coming. And he said, apart from me, you can do nothing. But if you stay connected to him, you're going to bear much fruit, right? And the idea of all of our lives is that they would be fruitful from a standpoint of, you know, we want to finish well, right? That's the idea. And if you're not only obviously surviving. In other words, one of the biggest worries that everybody has in retirement is never running out of money, right? But we want to do so much more than not run out of money. We want to be fruitful in that people go, yeah, I see that. That guy over there is really, he looks delighted. He looks like he's enjoying his life. You know, how do I get that? Well, that kind of life requires more than what I've got to stay connected to the vine. Or if you're sitting there trying to figure out how to live into retirement without running out of money, but even yet be fruitful, then, you know, it doesn't hurt to have a financial planner, somebody outside yourself who has seen enough of these things to know, wow, I saw that coming, you know. And because when people get in their 80s and 90s, right, Hans, that's when the rubber meets the road, so to speak, is whether or not your financial plan actually had merit.
Well, yeah. When we were getting ready for the show this morning, we're talking about, look, a lot of these people that come to us, they would be fine for several years if they didn't come to us. If they just started making decisions kind of ad hoc, what they thought was the best at the time, and they just kind of mutter along. And that's true for the two case studies that we're talking about today. Both of these people would be just fine probably all the way through their 70s. So what we're really talking about is the value of the advice that we give people is we're helping them prepare for the 80s and the 90s, whether that's one of them living on up into their 80s and 90s or both of them. Either way is the number one thing that we hear from people and look at in studies is number one fear people have is running out of money. And that's what prevents people from using their money, from spending their money. And so it drives people to live this very close lifestyle, well below their means. And that's not necessarily bad, but I just see it where people start to get a sense that they're going to run out of money and they overthink that and then they spend nothing. I mean, they live extremely close.
Which isn't a very fruitful life, right? That isn't what God had intended for him, was right, to take advantage of the resources he's given them and to invest them well, right?
Especially if they have retirement savings. I mean, anybody that's got money in a 401k or an IRA, they haven't paid taxes on it yet, and they've got a substantial amount of money, at least in their eyes, and that bulk of money, it's they're to be commended. And then we got to sit down and we got to look at, like, what's it for? And with these two case studies today, there's no question for both of these people what's it for. It's to supplement and to live off of, okay? But we have people who come to us who really don't need their retirement savings, and they just have it there. They know it hasn't been taxed. They don't want to pay any tax on any piece of it, and so it just builds and builds and builds, and they haven't really defined, like, what's it for. You get to decide what it's for. And if you don't make that decision and you just let it build and build and build, you're creating a tax bomb. You're going to be in a situation where you're going to have accumulated this before tax money. You're going to pass away, leave it to your kids, leave it to your spouse, but then it's ultimately going to go to the kids. And then the kids can blow up a lifetime of work. Just simply trying to get at the money they just inherited, and they're going to, you know, pay 40% of it in taxes. So what we're talking about today is two case studies of people that we recommended that they take their Social Security well short of 70, and that they at least take one of the checks well short of 70. And we do so many of the shows, if you listen to them, we're profiling people where we're going to encourage them to delay and to live off the retirement savings. So we thought it'd be good to show a couple of case studies here where we recommended that you take it early. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited because, you know, these are things we don't talk about very often.
Okay, so we got Harry and Liz. And Harry is 66 and a half, or close enough that we're going to call him that, which is his full retirement age for Social Security. And Liz is 64. And Liz had already started her Social Security back at 62 because she think, it's so small, I'm not working, it'll be some extra money. And had they run into us a couple of years ago, we would have discouraged that because they really didn't need it then, and we would have let it built up. But we can't fix that. So it's, you know, it's, she's 2.5 years in, so we're going to make that the best that it can be. And so the real issue in taking it early is Harry, okay? So for Social Security, but let me tell you about Harry's situation. Harry has $620,000 in his 401k, and he's got $10,000 in savings. So, you know, you would look at that and say, well, that's a lot of money. But that $620,000, taxes has never been paid on it. And any dollar you take out of there is going to require some income taxes. So, and then when we start drawing that down, we're all of a sudden, it's going to be gone by the time Harry's 75, 80, depending on how quick we draw it down. And Harry came into me, he'd listened to a lot of shows, he was ready to delay Social Security to 70. He just, you know, he bought into what I'm teaching people, but for himself, so delay Social Security, and he wanted to find out about Roth conversions because he knows he's got a tax problem. And we recommended something right down the opposite of what he asked for. And I told him, and the reason we did that is his income need is $7,000 a month, and that's after taxes. So if you take $7,000 a month, or their income need, because they're a couple. They're still making house payments. They're not huge, but they're house payments. You know, he needs $7,000 a month. And then if you figure you got to pay $1,000 a month in taxes or somewhere thereabout, that's $8,000 a month. We start drawing that out of the 120 grand. That's about $100,000 a year. Their IRA is going to be pretty well drained if he waits till 70, 3.5 years to get Social Security, that the lion's share of it's going to be gone. So with that kind of an income need, we decided really, so that's what we're going to need to talk about, is we're going to need to talk to Harry about, is if you want to delay Social Security, we're going to have to get a much smaller income need. Or if you want to stick with this $7,000 a month, we're going to have to take Social Security now. Okay. And so he's open to anything we can recommend. And so he did just that. So his Social Security is about $3,600 a month at full retirement. So this guy made a six-figure income for a lot of years, airplane mechanic, but he's kind of the guy over everybody that's working a lot of overtime. And Liz's Social Security is $1,000 a month because she took it. She's been retired for a lot of years. She took it at 62. But you put those two things together, you got $4,600 a month. And we're, you know, if they could live off $4,600 a month instead of $7,000, they would pay no taxes. And we could just defer on the 401k. And that's where a lot of people end up. But he doesn't want to do that. I mean, he's got a house payment. And
well, and there's, you know, while his health is good, whatever, and, you know, that, you know, people want to do stuff. And, you know, obviously that requires income. So that's an interesting, you know, just part of how you balance life, right? Because, you know, I'm kind of at that age myself and I get it. You know, I don't want to wait till I'm 80 some odd years old to take all of the harvest of what God's given me, right? Because by then I won't be able to enjoy it at the level I can enjoy it now.
Well, what we did for him is we turned this $620,000 that he has pre-tax money into, we showed him a plan and we got him on a path that the income from that is never going to run out as long as either one of them, Harry or Liz, is alive. Okay. And, but right off the bat, we got to come up with $2,400 a month.
Right.
Okay. And then you could say, well, if you could make the $2,400 a month last forever, or as long as both of them are alive, you would have accomplished that. But we got to think about a little bit about inflation, and we also got to pay taxes. I mean, so the $7,000 a month, remember, is a net number. So we got to come up with $2,400 a month worth of tax-free money, and then we got to come up with enough to pay taxes on the whole thing. Fortunately for them, their tax bill with this plan in the first few years here is going to be $2,000 a year. That's it on the federal tax bill, and a very small. Well, actually, they're moving to Florida, so there's no state income tax.
So I'm sure as you're listening, you're going, man, I guess I better stay connected to the vine because this is a lot of math involved in how to make that long-term plan. And so we want to make sure that you got the resources to do that. You know, this show is brought to you by Cardinal Guide, cardinalguide.com. And at cardinalguide.com, you're going to find all this resources of what we're talking about. It's got the seven worries tab, the seven worries of retirement, where underneath each of those is a heading for, you know, all sorts of different things. Like there's a YouTube show that they have on the very subject we're talking about today, which is Social Security. And so they did a YouTube on when you take your Social Security early and that kind of thing. And the show notes are all there at the Seven Worries tab at cardinalguide.com, as well as Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide for Planning for and Living in Retirement. And of course, how to get up with Hans and get connected to that particular vine if, you know, you need something outside yourself for these kind of plans. And so we just want to make sure you know that as we got to go to a break. And when we come back, we will talk more on, you know, when to take Social Security, maybe earlier than 70, as we're talking about today. Stay tuned. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, abbreviated BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Cardinal Advisors are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Cardinal Advisors is not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil, and today's show is when to take your Social Security early. In some cases, or, you know, just not the cookie cutter approach, the same for everybody. We usually talk about people waiting until they're 70, but when should we take it earlier than 70? And when is that advantageous? And it's helpful to have something outside yourself, a resource. And so, Hans, here's a couple cases where that did seem to make sense.
Well, yeah. So So this was pretty actually easy once we got over the taking the Social Security early and got him all clear with that. And the way we made up for the $2,400 a month, or let's call it $2,500 a month to pay the taxes, about $30,000 a year, is we just put him into a five-year payout structured annuity, which is just going to send him a check every month for about $2,500 a month. And
it being annuity, you know, that's forever, right?
This is a five-year annuity.
Oh, okay.
So it only costs us about short of $200,000 of the $620,000. You just transfer it to the insurance company. It's still in an IRA. And then they guarantee the payments for 5 years. So that's going to get them, it's going to get Harry to 71.5, and it's going to get Liz to almost 70. And we've only used up $180,000 of the 620. We're just doing that right up front. It's all guaranteed. The interest rate inside of it's all guaranteed. It's just like their Social Security checks, and they're just getting checks.
Right.
Then we calculated with another type of annuity what the income would be in 5 years or starting in the sixth year that would produce an inflation-adjusted $2,500 a month. So it's probably $3,000 a month that the other annuity is going to produce. And then once they start that $3,000 a month, that one will start when the other one runs out. And then once that one starts at $3,000 a month, it's going to go for the rest of both of their lives, regardless of how much money's in the account. So if one or both of them live to like 90, 95, or 100, that's going to be the best thing that they ever did. And it's not, doesn't take the whole $400,000 to do this that's left, or the whole 420. It took about, I don't know, $200,000+ that we put in there now, and we just put it aside, and that guarantees for Liz and Harry that a check's going to start 5 years and 1 month from now for that, like $3,000 a month or something. I'm just making the numbers simple. And then it also guarantees that as long as either one of them is living, that there's going to be a check coming in.
Right. The beautiful thing about an annuity is like their Social Security, that as long as you are alive, that money is still going. And if, right, they were both to pass away there, and they hadn't used all that money, so they passed away in their early 70s, right, there would still be some money left for their estate.
Oh, yeah, there'll be a lot of money left. Or you actually, if they passed away in their early 70s or they're both gone, the whole principal of that will be paid out to their kids. If they passed away, the second one of them passed away at like 75, or, you know, a good bit of the principal would still be there. But if the second one of them passes away in their mid to late 80s, the money, there's not going to be anything for their heirs on that part of the deal. But keep in mind, we still held back just about $200,000 that they're going to keep invested just like it was in the 401k, at least for now. And so, because this guy also likes taking risk and he likes earning money, and, you know, he was really freaking out because the 620 was really before the, you know, last year happened, it was probably like 800. So, but he still wants part of this where he has upside. But my thinking is by the time we get all this implemented, he may take that and put it in another kind of annuity just so that he just has no uncertainty in his.
So in his deal. Again, when you go back and you look at the contrast before we get to case study number two, you know, based on his own wisdom, if he leaned on his own understanding of what he was going to do, he's going to wait till he was 70 to start his Social Security, would have drained out so much of that $600,000 in, you know, IRA that he'd saved, that he'd been in no position to have long-term income to take him up into later parts of his retirement. But as a result of some really good planning and going to a resource outside of himself, you know, you guys put him on an overall plan that would keep him going and really have some exciting investment opportunities clear through to the end. So,
well, I mean, we got him to $7,000 a month,
right,
after taxes, and we got him here, no uncertainty for the next 5 years.
Right.
Okay. Because he's getting his income from two sources. And then after the 5 years, there's no uncertainty of what that other fund is going to do, because that's all guaranteed right up front. And the only uncertainty he's got is with that smallish amount relative to the 600. You know, it's around a couple of $100,000 of just cash or investments that we're going to manage for him in a managed account. And as I said, we're going to do some Roth conversions with that. I mean, but Tom has plotted out the taxes, the whole thing. So this has just got him what he wanted, and we got that by taking Social Security early. So let's jump on to the next case, which is Andy and Ruth, okay? Andy and Ruth, it's a case study now, is they are 65 and 62, and they both retired about a year ago. And, you know, between the two of them, they had $1.1 million in their IRAs or their 401ks, and then that would get brought over into an IRA. And neither one of them were taking Social Security. So what we put out in the initial plan right after they left their job, having $1.1 million, is we're just going to delay Social Security. They had a lower income need. I mean, their income need is $4,700 a month. So that's all they need. And they really are paying almost no taxes, because you take $4,700 a month for a married couple all taken out of an IRA, and it's short of 60 grand. It's like 55 grand. And then you take the standard deduction of almost 30 grand. You know, you got like 26,000 of taxable income, and just go plug that into the tax rates. It's just a very small amount of income taxes. And we were prepared to do that and delay Social Security. So in the study here, Andy turns 65, goes on Medicare, because they needed, you know, an Affordable Care Act plans to leave their group insurance, because they retired under 65. But now Andy's able to get on Medicare. And so, you know, we're doing all that, and we get him on Medicare, and we just kind of looked at how things had gone for a year on the $4,700 a month withdrawals. And we sat down and we started thinking, well, what would happen if Andy started his Social Security check now at 65? Is give him almost half at $2,200 a month of the $4,700 that they're needing to withdraw would just come from his Social Security check now. And so his is the smaller earnings record. Is she actually, Ruth had made more than Andy did consistently over a whole lifetime. And Ruth is younger. So our thinking was, since Andy's the smaller Social Security check and his is going to go away at the first death of either one of them, and the survivor's going to live on with the larger check, which would be hers, we decided to take his early, and at 65, at $2,200 a month, and then she's just now turning 62, so it's going to be 8 years before she's at the 70-year-old check, and we're going to make these withdrawals to make up the difference for their lifestyle. They're going to pay very little in taxes. Their federal taxes are showing that Tom projected here of $643 starting the Social Security and then just pulling out the difference to make it up to $4,700 a month. So the biggest problem that they're going to have is, how are they going to spend their money? And, you know, we've obviously gotten a lot of this money into something with guarantees out into the future. But once they get Social Security, they're going to have more than enough to live. So we're going to work over the next 8 years a lot on Roth conversions, of getting that $1.1 million, a good bit of it converted, little bits year by year by year, which will run up their tax bill, but it'll prepare them for a tax-free existence with two Social Security checks, 70 and beyond.
So because, again, it's easy to lose me, the reason to start his early, because obviously they weren't worried in any way, shape, or form about running out of money. But advantageously, because his is a smaller check, right, that for him to get that $2,200 a month is better than draining that $2,200 a month out of the IRA?
Well, it is. And then secondly, his $2,200 a month, which would be more if we waited, has a limited time span to it. Because whenever the first one of them dies, okay, his check is going to go away. The $2,200 will go away, and the survivor will live off of her check. And her check is much larger. So if we're going to start with people in this situation where we're thinking about starting Social Security, we start the smaller check.
Right, I get
and
it.
We leave the larger check to accumulate all the way up to 70.
Because it eventually is the one that would pay out the most. But then the other obvious situation for them is that were they to leave that money in a traditional IRA, right, that especially...
Oh, yeah, then they're going to have a tax problem. So this strategy without the Roth conversions is probably not real smart long term.
So as always, we've ran out of time before we ran out of show. So we want to remind you that these resources are at cardinalguide.com, the 7 Worries tab again today, you know, being Social Security, all sorts of information on that, show notes, etc. And of course, Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. But I think most importantly, just call him, right? Go to the website. You're going to see how to get up with Hans there, cardinalguide.com. Thanks, Hans.
Thank you.
The opinions expressed by Hans Scheil and guests on this show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this radio station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Any strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, please consult with a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine if it's suitable for your specific situation. Finishing Well is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject covered. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management LLC, abbreviated BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Cardinal Advisors are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Cardinal Advisors is not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.
This is the Truth Network.